We have been informed that after a good deal of trying over some time, we may be able to get a report direct from Larry Lasseur in Russia. Go ahead, Kuibyshev.
A Soviet guerrilla fighter who recently returned from fighting back of the German lines in the Ukraine told me today that the Germans had posted orders notifying collective farmers that the German army would permit the collective system to operate only until the new year.
Former CBS radio correspondent Larry Lasseur reporting from Russia in 1942. Lasseur died yesterday at the age of 93. Today, his biographer Stanley Cloud called him brave and brilliant, and possibly the greatest broadcast war correspondent of them all. Lasseur was one of the Murrow boys, broadcasters hired by the famed CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow. Larry Lasseur was a soft-spoken man who seemed to get himself to nearly every dangerous spot in the European theater of World War II. He was there when France fell. He went on to cover the Battle of Britain and the Blitz with Murrow and Eric Sevarod. Then he hopped a ship to Russia as the Nazis approached Moscow and spent a year covering the Eastern Front. Later, he landed at Normandy in the Allied invasion of Europe. On the 50th anniversary of D-Day, he told NPR that some of the things he saw there were too terrible to report at the time.
People always die in the most hidden places. They bleed to death, I guess. By the time their bodies are brought in, they're bloated, and they dig out the identification tags from some corpse's chest, maggots all over the place. And those aren't scenes which you want to report to your people back home. I mean, everybody would think it was their own son. I didn't have his name.
Larry Lasseur in 1994, talking about what he saw in Normandy. After the war, he had trouble adjusting to peacetime work and to television. He worked for CBS as UN correspondent and later went on to The Voice of America for 20 years. He retired at age 75. Larry Lasseur, a Murrow boy, died yesterday in Washington, D.C., at age 93.